When The Apprentice started a few weeks ago, we were watching as a family, and the prize, you may remember if you watch it, was the lads got to go Lindy hopping. And I casually remarked to my husband at the time, oh, I'd like to give that a go. Well, he seized upon it. He emailed left, right and centre. He found a class near us that worked on a night that we could go, got very excited about it. He said, I've booked a babysitter into infinity so we can go forever. And we eventually went on Wednesday night. Jive is what it was. It wasn't strictly Lindy hopping. The first strange thing was you don't dance with your partner all night. You pass round partners around the room. So I danced with about 10 men, of which I can tell you, Kevin was horrible. I'm not using their real names, but every time it came to Kevin, he was like sort of a bad Simon Cowell. He was shouting at me, going, you're not doing it right, your steps are wrong. So every time my husband kept passing me again, I was going, Kevin's being awful to me, please don't make me dance with Kevin again. And then Keith, he was the one that thought he was doing it, and he was going, yeah, you've got it, you're brilliant. And I was thinking, you haven't, Keith, your feet aren't moving. And then there was one man who was very good, and I really enjoyed every time he passed. He knew what he was doing. And then in the mix of that, my husband would come and dance with me ever so often, and he got a bit cocky and started saying, you have to do what I do. I'm in control of this. I spin you around. So I suddenly realised I was on a dance class that my husband had brought me to, where he gets to tell me what to do for an hour and a half. I see why he was interested in this. So it got me thinking, you know, what is there anything you have tried for the first time? Have you been dancing? You know, Strictly's back on. Have you got going with it? Have you decided, yes, we're going to do some dance classes? How's it worked out for you? Get in touch. Let me know. Doesn't have to be dancing. Can be anything at all that you've given a whirl to. Pottery. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Text 81333. Start your text BBC or give me a ring 0191 232 6565. I would love to hear what you're up to, how you're getting on. And I'm going to be chatting to somebody that runs Lindy Hop classes and getting the lowdown on where I went wrong. Was my husband wrong to be telling me he bosses me? We'll do that next. I'm talking about the fact that for the first time this week, I tried jiving and Lindy hopping after just randomly mentioning it to the husband, and he's now decided we must do it forevermore. And you do quite a lot of it with strangers, which did surprise me. So I do want to know if there's something you're trying for the first time this weekend, something brand new, something you've never, ever done before, could be anything at all. And because I did try this dancing this week, I've enlisted the help of an expert. So that should I go back, I will be going back, we've played for a term, I can dazzle them with my moves next time. So Julie Stock is a Lindy Hop teacher from Durham, and I spoke to her earlier to find out more about the Lindy scene in the North East. I think I jived for the first time this week. Is that the same as Lindy hopping?
Similar. It depends on whether you've done modern jive or ballroom jive.
Oh, I'm already out my depth. I did to the side and behind or something.
Yes, you probably have done perhaps ballroom jive. There's all sorts of dances and variations. So the beauty of social dancing is that it's not always formally taught, and it kind of innovates over the years and the decades. So when you see a move that you like, you can copy it, and it's how moves for partner dancing and swing dancing has evolved over the years. So you hear names like jive, jitterbug, Lindy hop, swing dancing around, really. So to me, swing dance is an umbrella term for a few partner dancers that uses swing and jazz music.
She makes all the cats in the ballroom stop. Just look at that style and grace. How that gal keeps up that pace.
So what's the history of it then? When did it originate?
I believe it originated in the 1920s in Harlem. And over the time, it's just evolved with the music. So it's very much linked to jazz music, big band music, swing music. So the musicians at the time were playing for dancers, and dancers, social dancers, would improvise spontaneously to the music they hear. So it's very much linked to the music and how music evolved over that period of time.
You see, that's the bit I wasn't very comfortable with. I thought, I'm going to learn a routine, then we can practice the routine, then we can get good at the routine.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that. You're meant to feel what your partner's doing, aren't you?
Yeah, we feel, well, we specialise in teaching adult beginners. And the thing about teaching adults is we, as adults, we have an assumption because we're influenced by what we see around us, especially the media. So if you watch Strictly Come Dancing, then you would see people doing partner dancing, but in the performance. So there's several reasons and purposes that people dance. So some people dance for fitness. So this morning, after our call, I'm going to rush off to my swing fitness class. So the ladies there dance for fitness reasons. So they're not there to perform. They're not there necessarily to learn to dance with partners. They dance on their own. But for partner dancing, our aim isn't necessarily to learn a routine, memorize it, and perform it. We are spontaneous because what you do when you learn partner dancing, you learn some vocabulary in order to communicate with each other. So when you have communication skills, and we call them connection, you'll be able to respond to each other and communicate with each other, lead and follow spontaneously. So it's because of spontaneity, because we want to be spontaneous, that we don't necessarily memorize the routine.
My husband was adamant that I have to follow what he's doing, which obviously didn't sit very well with me. He was going, no, I decide if I'm going to turn you and if I'm going to flick you in. Is he right?
Neither of you are right.
Oh, okay.
You are wrong. It's very easy for people to say, well, to keep it simple, I'm going to be the dominant leader and you can just follow. But if you carry on learning, you'll soon find that it's a seamless conversation. Or that's
right.
What we're trying to aim for anyway. Then it's much more fun.
I'm going to have a conversation with him about that then and put him straight on that one.
For beginner classes, we probably make the roles more distinct in order to simplify the process. So we'll give everyone a very simple task. So we might say, you know, one of you will lead, one of you will follow, and then as time goes on, we'll show that leaders have to be good listeners. You know, if you want to have a good conversation, you can't just have a monologue while your follower is just bored. So we teach you the skills to respond to each other. And that's where the fun is. So we're not dancing for ourselves or for an audience. We're dancing in the moment to the music and to our partner who happens to be dancing with us for that song. Because you're not staying with your own partner the whole time.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to ask you. We swapped around, which surprised me, with lots of other people, which I'd come to dance with my husband. And so that surprised me. Is that normal, that you all swap?
We give everyone the choice. Some couples, very few really, rarely, but occasionally a couple or two will say, can we stay with each other? And my response would be, it's your night. You know, whatever makes you comfortable, you can stay with each other. But I'll tell you what, from the corner of my eye, I can see that those who stay with their own other half inevitably will have a bit of a dance domestic. But when you change partners, you're less likely to tell a stranger what to do and less likely to have a domestic with them. And also, when you change partners, you might partner a more experienced dancer for a song or half a song, and that will give you the feel of the dance. So it's actually an advantage to change partners, but also because we want to encourage everyone to be sociable.
Do you find when, like, Strictly comes back on at this time of year that you do get more take-up from people dancing?
I'm not sure, because the last few weeks we've had a lot of take-up, and I always ask people how they've heard about our classes or why they come. I never hear anyone saying we are coming because of Strictly. I think we watch Strictly for entertainment, and it's a lot of fun, but it's mainly performance-based. So you see a couple learning and being trained by a professional for weeks on end. We don't usually get that privilege to get a professional to train us for a length of time on a one-to-one. And then you have to put on a ridiculous costume and dance in public. And then before you have a chance to catch your breath, you have to be judged. So that's not a situation that would actually encourage a lot of adult beginners to learn to dance. However, seeing the journey that the celebrities undertake, that can be encouraging.
Do you think then that you would urge people to come out and give it a go, try something new?
Yes, definitely. I mean, our classes offer a first free visit because it's hard to imagine in your head what dancing is. So a lot of people imagine that you have to be very good or you have to perform or the whole world will be looking at you. But the reality is there's lots of beginners coming every week and everyone trying it out for free for the first time.
And can you go on your own? Because we had a guy there on his own.
Yes, we have people coming as groups of friends. A few come as couples and many come on their own.
Sounds like a good idea. And do you get a biscuit? At my class, you got a biscuit. I was very happy about that.
Oh, wow. eating coffee, sometimes biscuits, and in the summer we gave out ice cream.
Ooh.
And occasionally somebody would make a cake, you know, because they just feel like contributing to the community spirit. So you never know if you happen to turn up on cake week, there'll be cake.
And then you can dance it off. Thank you very much, Julie. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Great to chat to Julie then. She's right about the dance domestic. We did have one, A over the biscuit, because he was going, let's get out there and practice. I was like, I'm having a hobnob, leave me be. And I just kept shouting, stop bossing me. So if you're giving it a go, good luck. Good luck in your marriage going forward if you are going to be dancing this weekend.